Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. The city of Kenosha is in the national spotlight after Jacob Blake was shot 7 times by a police officer. Since then, the city has seen nightly protests, buildings set on fire, tear gas fired at protesters, and on Tuesday, 2 shooting deaths. But business owner Ryan Douglas says Kenosha is more than this moment of unrest and outcry. Douglas says it's a growing and exciting place to live and work as a Black business owner. He's been in Kenosha since the 1980s, and he says the recent violence in the area doesn't represent the town or its residents. He spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about the Kenosha he knows.
Tell me a little bit about how your business is a part of the community in Kenosha.
So when we started back in 2006, we were looking to create programs that would help individuals that hadn't had the opportunity for home ownership. And so our initial objective was to teach people how to get to a point where they can become homeowners. So we had lease option, rent to own programs that we developed, where we would buy a single family home, renovate it, lease it to individuals with less than perfect credit, and in that process, teach them through home buyer education, other programs, credit repair programs, to get to a point where they could be a homeowner. And so that was the initial start of LandQuest. We wanted to be able to create homeowners. And so what we try to do is fill that gap and be the bridge to help people get to a point where they could pay almost as much as owning a home as they were in renting. And so that was our initial objective when we first started. And then, of course, the recession happened. and that took some of the wind out of our sails in 2008, 2012. But we were able to get through that, continue to develop as a company, continue to do construction.
So how would you describe living in Kenosha to someone outside the area? What is the community like?
So Kenosha, we moved here in the late 80s. And so we arrived right near the time when Chrysler was shutting down their plant. And so this was a really blue collar, working class community. And we've seen how it has continued to expand and attract other industries to the area. But that same working class, tight-knit community has always stayed in place. They've got the beautiful lakefront. They've got a nice, vibrant downtown. And they've made a lot of good decisions to attract businesses to the area. So outsiders looking in, it is a really nice, close-knit community that's working class, that looks out for each other. So it's really unique. There, you can't find some of the cuisine other than Kenosha and some of the shops other than Kenosha. And so there's a lot of pride.
You moved to Kenosha when you said Chrysler was shutting down, people were losing jobs. And now you've seen new businesses come in, new jobs. What has that been like for you as a business owner in Kenosha?
It's been very good for us because, as I said, the best housing program is jobs. So as jobs are created, people have the income to either purchase a home or to pay for a rent in a home. So the more jobs that are created, the more it helps our business. And we've seen the quality of real estate continuing to rise. And so the developments that we're seeing right now are really spectacular, not just from LandQuest, but other developers who are building beautiful multifamily apartment complexes. And so we're seeing that starting to happen more and more in this southeastern corridor. And I feel that you're going to see even a greater number of those units come online in the next 2 to 3 years as a response to the job creation. All of that activity is helping people understand that this is a good place to live. Coming right across that Illinois border, your taxes are reduced. You still got the benefit of both Chicago and Milwaukee, easy access through the I-94 corridor. It's a lot of focus is now being put on Kenosha as a place to not only bring your business, but actually to live.
So what has it been like for you to see or hear what has been happening in Kenosha recently with the shooting of Jacob Blake and the protest afterward?
In a word, disappointing. we deal with hundreds of residents that we care about. So LandQuest has been going to all of these buildings, checking, making sure everyone's safe and no one's in harm's way. But it's disappointing to see. It's sad. We're hoping that it passes quickly and we can get back to the business of rebuilding and continuing to invest in this beautiful area.
Have there been racial tensions in Kenosha for some time, especially with the police, or do you think these protests are solely a reaction to the shooting of Jacob Blake?
I think the level of reaction is solely in response to this shooting. Living here for the last few decades, there hasn't been an undercurrent of extreme racial tension that I've been witness to. But I think this is just a reaction. And unfortunately, I think people are coming from outside of Kenosha to stir this reaction. So, you know, my involvement, I've usually tried to stay neutral when it comes to these types of situations. My interest is in protecting the people who are work for LandQuest and people who rent from us. It doesn't seem like it's coming from residents of Kenosha. It's being stirred by outside forces that we hope leave the city soon so that we can get back to the business of rebuilding.
And so what is the message you want people to understand about what is going on in Kenosha?
I think it's sad to see those who have spent their lives building their small business are paying a price that is not fair for something that they were not involved in. So there's a lot of that senseless violence, and I know Kenosha is very determined to help people that have been harmed rebuild. One big takeaway is that this is a fantastic area to live and to grow a business. Kenosha is perfectly located between two major cities. We're about an hour from Chicago, you're 40 minutes from Milwaukee. You've got this beautiful I-94 corridor. And I think that's what's attracting a lot of the growth that we've seen. I think since 2013, some 10,000 jobs have been added, over 19 million square feet of development. That's not on accident, that's on purpose. There's been good leadership to attract this growth. And I'm in the residential real estate realm. And I've always preached that the best policies, jobs, the best growth strategy to grow your area is to create more jobs. And so hopefully they'll continue to do that. I'll just speak to our commitment as LandQuest. We're not only committed to maintaining the assets we have, we are doubling and tripling down our investment in this area. We're very committed to this location. This situation that we're currently in is a moment in time. It's a serious moment in time, but we feel that will pass. People will heal, things will be rebuilt, and we will get back to the business of building instead of destroying.
Do you have frustrations right now with what's going on? And does anything about the protests or anything going on in Kenosha bring you hope in this moment?
Personally, I try to stay neutral, but I do see what's going on. And we try to create a level of safety and comfort for those who are associated with our company. And then for the community, wherever we can, we try to be part of the solution.
The national spotlight is on Kenosha right now. What do you want people to understand about your town?
I think it's important to understand that this situation does not define who this what this town stands for and what Kenosha is about. Over the years, it's been a very good, peaceful place to live, work, and to have a business. So it might get overshadowed based on this instance, but for all the reasons I described earlier, there's so many things going on. Others who are investing in this area, there are plenty developers that are looking at Kenosha and putting down roots here. We're also in very close proximity to the Foxconn development that's in Racine, and we're having overlap of jobs and people moving to the area for that development. So there's so much that's in this southeastern corridor that's positive. This is hopefully a one-off situation that gets rectified quickly, and it's not a reflection overall of what Kenosha is about.
And what do you fear that people would get wrong or misrepresent about this moment in time in Kenosha?
It's easy to look at the actions of a few and paint the entire community with that brush. And so that is what I hope doesn't get missed in translation. As I mentioned, it seems to be a lot of outside individuals are coming into Kenosha that are intent on stirring violence and tension that aren't representative of the people who live here. So it's my hope that that does not get lost. And I think time will tell as things subside, and hopefully as the tensions ease and we get back to normal.
Ryan Douglas is the owner and founder of LandQuest, a development and property management company in Kenosha. He spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel.